Country Radio.
Hello, Angela.
Hello, Phil.
Fabulous. How are you doing?
Absolutely splendid, thank you. I'm very pleased to be chatting to you on this Thursday afternoon.
Absolutely. Welcome to Black Country Radio. I'm amazed you haven't been on here already.
I know, but it's lovely to be here now.
Oh, better late than never. Better late than never. Right, OK, let's fire on, because we've got quite a few questions for you, Angela. All right. How long have you wanted to write for? How long have you been doing it?
Oh, I probably started wanting to write when I was about 12. I always loved words before that, always loved to read. But then I read some books around the age of 12 and thought to myself, I want to be doing that. I want to be writing the words and not just reading them. And that was when the dream started, probably, like I say, when I was about 12, 13.
Excellent. What sort of thing did you write back then?
Well, back then, I used to write short stories, but I also like psychology a lot, so I used to make up situations within the home,
yeah,
pretend they'd happened, and then explore how I felt about them. I've told my dad since that I used to pretend that he'd left us,
yeah,
just so that I could, you know, write down how I felt about it,
uh-huh,
and he'd only pop to the pub. But I was in tears, you know, exploring my innermost feelings because he'd gone. But he hadn't really.
Uh-huh.
So that was what I used to write about, just explore different things and also short stories at that stage.
That sounds an interesting start to writing. Now you've done a lot of different things in between coming and going into the grand scheme of things as being a main author, as you are now. Tell us where you were before you started doing serious writing.
Well, I did a variety of office jobs, you know, admin and, you know, learning to type was a great thing. It helps me, you know, a great deal now. But I worked at Maryhill for 19 years, started there in the facilities department, and then I was a security manager there for the last 13 years,
mm-hmm,
working with, you know, a fabulous team there,
yeah,
until I took voluntary redundancy a few years ago.
And that time was right for you to pursue your career in authoring books and that. That's great.
It was, but it didn't quite work out that way. I mean, I did sort of like take a year to try and make it work, but it didn't work during then. And you know, my partner and I experienced some quite dire financial situation where we were selling our possessions to pay the mortgage. But then I just managed to find another job. And then things just took off from there with the publishers that published my first books, Bookature, and then everything just began to change.
Well, that sounds interesting. It's always interesting to find out the roots of authors, of you know, how they've overcome obstacles themselves to become well-acclaimed authors such as yourself, Angela. Now, where do you get your inspiration from with all these stories? Is Kim Stone in the stories based on someone you know?
She isn't. She's just a voice, but she'd been in my head for many, many years, but even inside my own head, she sounded quite rude.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I can't put this person down on paper. I can't let her have a say. She just sounds horrible,
uh-huh,
in my head. And then after rejection, I kind of sat down and wrote the book that I wanted to write, which was with this character and set in the Black Country. And when I started writing it, I didn't really think I would reach the end. It was just I wanted to, you know, do what I wanted to do for this book.
Yeah.
And that book has now sold 1 million copies on its own.
Oh, many congratulations on that. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't, the numbers tend not to sink in, if I'm honest, because I can't even contemplate that kind of number. We've just celebrated selling the 2 millionth e-book,
yeah,
of all the books altogether.
Uh-huh.
But that was the book that started it all, was Silent Scream.
And how many books do you think will follow her story?
Well, I'm contracted to write 16 altogether, because it started off with a deal for 4 books,
yeah,
then another 4, and then another 8, because I'm very loyal to the publishers that gave me an opportunity, so yeah, I'm more than happy to be signed with them for you know, as long as they want me, really. So there'll definitely be at least 16 books in the series.
Fabulous. Look forward to reading every single one of them. Yes, that'll keep me quiet. Right, is crime the only genre you write in, Angela? Or do you do other? Or do you like to diversify at some point in the future after you've done all those 16 stories?
Well, I've written a couple of women's fiction, but that was before I started writing crime.
Yeah.
Since I've started writing crime, that is where, you know, where my passion is, because I love to start writing a story and then see where the plot takes me and the twists and turns that, you know, I can put into a story. You know, it's a long time. I've got quite a while until I've finished the 16, but... Who knows? Maybe something different at the end of that journey.
Excellent. We'll keep it going. So how long does each book take to produce from idea to completion, very briefly?
Well, I write two books a year. So normally the process is between sort of 3 and 6 months for each process. From the idea to it being finished and ready for publication is about 6 months per book.
Excellent. That's fabulous. And which authors do you enjoy reading?
Val McDermid is one of my favourite ones, the Tony Hill series. He's a psychologist who's a little bit off, a little bit strange. I like books that have got strange main characters who are not quite normal.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So, Angela, what is your next... when's your next book actually out?
Book 6 is currently being edited... at the moment, and he's due out in the spring sometime. I haven't got the exact date yet, but sort of like end of April, early May time.
Okay, and your latest one is called?
I can't reveal that yet. the last one that was out was Bloodlines.
Bloodlines.
New one, yeah, because my editor would kill me and I'm very scared of her.
Okay, that's fair enough. Brilliant. Angela, sorry we were short on time due to the various technical problems we had before, but we'll get you on another show at some point, perhaps in the studio. You can tell us more about what you're doing then, all right?
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Fabulous. We look forward to hearing from you again very soon. And if anybody wants to order those books, they can go on Amazon and all the usual avenues like
that.
Yes,
they can. They're all there, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fabulous. Angela, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
No, thank you for asking me. It's been lovely.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Angela Marson's there, okay? Black Country author.
It's all about you, Black Country Radio.